show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. That is, once again, freetalklive.com. You know, I didn't want to start with this, Mark, because we were supposed to have a guest. But last week, I mean, this is like almost a repeat of last week's show at this point.
Really?
As far as the type of stuff that's in the news, the top story in the news right now, the headlines at ABC News and Drudge Report all over the place. Last week, it was Anna Nicole Smith, and that's actually still in the news. I'm looking at the ABC News. They've got they've got their top five stories in this sort of flashy little application that sort of flashes one story up, and then it'll flash another one up. And, of course, Anna Nicole Smith still in there. I mean, it's been, what, 2 weeks now?
I don't know.
Since
it
she bought the farm?
2 weeks now.
It's been almost, I think it's at least been a week, because we talked about it a week ago.
Yeah.
And at that point, it had been a handful of days at least. But now it's not so much Anna Nicole that's the top story in the news, but Britney Spears.
Britney Spears is a musical genius.
Well, now apparently she's a fashion genius.
Well,
she has the big news, in case you haven't heard, is Britney Spears has shaved her head.
Hot damn.
But this is what is leading the news, Mark.
Yeah, you know,
Drudge Report.
I understand where you're coming from, but it's not the same thing. Britney Spears
is the same thing.
Reinventing herself like her idol Madonna. And I think that it's probably, in all likelihood, she can pull this off as a coup. She can make herself into something exciting and new by doing this.
Did Madonna ever shave her head?
No, but she did a lot of other crazy things.
Okay.
So, you know, and Britney's got a nice head. You know, it's a nice looking head.
When did Madonna have her first kid? I don't think 90s. It was as early as... I mean, how old was she?
No, she definitely wasn't.
I don't think it was as early as Britney.
No.
So, anyway, not that I want to talk about this. I just find it amazing that here we are again, Mark.
There's always going to be pablum for the masses on these things.
It's just incredible to me. I know it's not news, but it is the top story on the Drudge Report right now. There's a huge picture of her shaving her head. You know what I really want to know, though, is considering what will really be telling as far as how influential Britney Spears is these days, how her where her career is at, is how many little girls in America are going to want to go out and have their head shaved this week.
Oh boy,
what do you think? Do you think that
I hadn't thought about that?
Those of you out there with daughters who are Britney Spears fanatics, followers, fans, how many of your daughters do you think would actually consider shaving their head because Britney did?
I don't think that she's the icon that she once was.
She wasn't certainly not what she once was, but she certainly still has a following. People are obviously paying attention.
They're definitely paying attention, but nobody, people aren't considering her their hero like they once did. I would think. It's just a guess. I'm certainly not plugged in when it comes to the E channel or anything like that. But you know, the people that liked her a couple of years ago,
she's lost all her mystique.
Have grown up a bit, and they're on to something new that they could care about more, and would be less likely to be in the age group that would be interested. The age group that would be interested and would shave their head, I would think, because she did, doesn't care about Britney Spears.
Right, and she satisfied all the horny old guys, too, at this point. I mean,
I'm not satisfied.
She doesn't have the mystique anymore. Mm. Like, that's all gone. Ever since she got out of that car showing off her private areas.
She just
the paparazzi.
She just has to, get back up on stage and shake it a little bit.
But she'll
have that.
It's done. It's over. She's had two kids. She's shown off all of her private parts, and now she's shaved her head. It's done.
No, I disagree.
You think she can bounce back from that?
Absolutely. I think that she is bouncing back.
1-800-259-9231. There's no question that I have to ask about this. I just think it's amazing that here we are again, starting another Saturday show. And all of the news is focused on this pop culture garbage. And now I know there are other things going on in the world, and we're certainly going to talk about that, but it's just so tiring to me. All of this crap. That's what it is to me. Just utter crap.
Well, let's go on to something that counts.
All right. Well, what do you have, Mark?
Well,
Batman or hubcaps? Take your pick.
I like hubcaps. A little bit of work done from a by a listener here. New York State bill would ban spinners. New York State is taking fresh legal steps to ban spinning hubcaps and wheels. And now you've seen these things, right?
Yes, they're very eye catching.
They are very eye catching. I guess the young people. It's more of an urban thing to have these big, expensive spinning rims, and then there's the little, inexpensive spinning hubcaps that you could get otherwise. And you know, they're kind of neat. The vehicle rolls along, the centerpiece doesn't
still
spin.
Right.
And then when you stop, the centerpiece does
moves
spin.
It absorbs the momentum.
It's pretty cool. So anyway, Bill number 1640 is presently being considered by the Senate Transportation Committee and would make such wheels illegal statewide in New York. The bill was introduced previously but is now gaining traction under being reintroduced by State Senator John Sabini. The measure would fine vehicle owners up to $750. For a violation.
Wow.
The folks at the SEMA, who mobilize and lobby on behalf of automotive enthusiasts when it comes to such legal measures, are urging opposition to the measure on the grounds the wheels are not prohibited.
Car clubs unite, man.
Under federal law, and not that that matters, nor are there any conclusive studies that indicate the spinners pose a safety risk at all.
What is the allegation here?
Well, what's
the excuse for the law?
Actually, the listener wrote in about that and specifically asked, the good folks at this, the legislative, the senator's office, Senator Sabini, and basically said, here, let me read it verbatim just to make sure.
So you got a response from the senator who sponsored the bill, is what you're saying?
The listener, Jane, yes.
And essentially, if you can't pull it up...
It's right here. It says, Jane, hi, I'm reading an article about how Senator Sabini wants to ban spinning hubcaps. Clueless guy. Yes. I was just wondering why. Clueless guy. I think the bill was introduced by Mr. Sabini and his colleagues because of...
Senate aide?
The person who answered the phone. Because of his colleagues, because of safety concerns. Like, what kind? Probably because other drivers might get distracted by spinning hubcaps. Jane says, ha ha, what? Clueless guy. I guess that they're concerned that someone will get distracted and cause an accident.
Absurd.
Jane, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Clueless guy. Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah, it is pretty darn stupid.
It is really dumb.
Now, I'm kind of torn on the spinning hubcaps, the rims. I kind of think they're sort of cool, but at the same time, I would never put them on my vehicle.
They're cool, and they're too flashy for me.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say about them. I like them. I think they're neat. I know that they cost a lot of money to put that thing on someone's vehicle.
Not if you buy the hubcaps.
No, the
hubcaps
are very cheap.
$20.
Yeah, they're very cheap, and they look it. But
you know what I think it is, Mark? I think it's the senator. He wishes he was really cool, like the guys in the car clubs. Like he thinks he probably envies them for all the ladies they get and their flashy cars and everything, and he's angry about it, so he wants to pass legislation to ban all their fun. A lot of legislation is anti-fun legislation. Have you noticed that? You know, we don't want you smoking pot, we don't want you with rims on your car. In fact, I would suggest that this is legislation that's targeting Hispanics and blacks.
To some extent, it would be.
I don't know what it's like up here. I've not seen any car clubs up here, but...
You just pointed out the reason for this legislation. The reason for this legislation is so that you could pull over these people with these spinning rims.
Ooh, yeah.
And then you can find some reason to go through their car and shake them down.
Right, because if they've got spinning rims, then they must be smoking pot, right?
That's exactly the reason for this. It has nothing to do with anything else. It's just an excuse to pull over somebody who is too flashy.
Hispanics and blacks. That's just who I've seen driving down south. It's all Hispanics in the car clubs with the spinning rims.
There's plenty of white people with them, but you know they're all flashy. Flashy is the right term for this, and that's what it's all about.
800-259-9231. People want to talk about Brittany. We'll get to your calls in moments. 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Also on the way, Batman has disrupted some government school somewhere, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that story and your calls about whatever you want to talk about. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. And do you have the spinners? How do you feel about those as well? This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, last Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free, of course. That's updates.
www.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers are to include Jack Cole, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, as well as New Hampshire residents that are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. And by the way, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is next week. So at this time next week, we're going to be broadcasting live from said New Hampshire Liberty Forum. So
I really can't wait.
Yeah, you really need to get registered if you've yet to do it. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. To the phones we go. You take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Larry in Indiana, listening on WXNT. Hey, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, this one deal with the these guys just trying to get the spinners off the street, he probably is jealous. He's been watching those videos. He sees the colored boys with all the nice colored girls and stuff all over him. And he knows he can't have that, or if he do get it, his wife will divorce him and take his money.
It's all about jealousy,
huh?
It's
all about, you know what jealousy is. That denotes nothing but sex. That's
originally what I thought, but I'm leaning more towards Mark's suggestion.
I'm saying sex because there is envy and then there is jealousy. The two terms, they don't denote the same thing. When you're talking about jealousy, you're talking about something that's envy that's derived from a sexual base.
I see.
Anyway, with Britney Spears, she is training a whole new generation of whores, is what she's doing.
Now, what do you mean when you say that?
Well, what I'm saying is it may be government inspired that some kid star on her last leg have duped out, and she know that she can set a trend for some of her followers by being out there in the public, going loose with men and stuff, and maybe she'll be in X-rated movie soon. But there's no way we can tell that until she does it.
I don't think she's going to be in X-rated movie. She'll really be blowing her credibility then.
Have you been in Playboy yet?
Not yet, but she may very well do that.
She knows she's going to be there to recover. But remember, Sinead O'Connor shaved her head, and that didn't do her any good. But
that was a decade and a half ago.
Well,
now
I remember that, but I just thought I'd say it. But I tell you what, Britney Spears and women like her, like Beyonce and all those other girls, you can go down to any town, and there's a place in that town that there's a whore lane. And you'll see more young girls walking the whore lane.
Maybe Indy's got younger prostitutes, but where we come from, they're all kind of old.
Well,
these girls,
what they're doing is they're getting caught up in the dope movement, and then they're getting hooked on crack maybe at 15, 16 years
that
old.
That much is true. That's why we need to legalize drugs and prostitution. How do you feel about that?
Well, we need to legalize them both for the bill act cleaner, but I'm just saying Britney Spears is not what it appears to be. Her and Paris Hilton and all them, they're working on the white girls to turn them into a little stupid tricks. So
wait a minute, you can't
miss it. That's what they're doing. I mean, it's their nature. They're bringing out.
Why do you separate white girls out from everybody else?
There may be some white girls that are cloistered in their fine homes and stuff, and they don't get to really see what the street is. They see somebody like Paris Hilton or Britney Spears that's already rich and is going around being loose and being drunkards, and they're going to want to be on the edge like that. And they're going to the edge because there's nobody there to stop them. Their parents can't stop them from doing it. They'll be arrested. So
I don't know. I think
it's
kind of the nature
of a rich girl. But how is it some conspiracy? I mean, as opposed to...
Hey, listen, it's more than you think a conspiracy. Even rap music is part of the federal government's plan.
What?
They get, you know what they do?
Now you've gone too far.
Listen to this one story, and I'm gone.
Okay, great.
Here's what they do. They'll find a rapper that's maybe down on his luck, and they'll come to him. An agent will come to him. They infiltrate Black Panthers and Muslim groups and stuff all the time. So they infiltrate this culture and say, if you can come up with the most derogatory lyrics and things, we don't care what kind of music you put it to, as long as you put it out there in a way that it's going to catch on and be something that's going to be derogatory to any person's constitution. So they
reward them like they do Ice Cube with movies and primetime television shows?
And they reward them. The one that can do the worst thing to his own people is the one that gets rewarded most. But he really is not being rewarded because when they get through with him, They'll have him taken on out of the picture.
Some of the rap stars that have been shot and taken out.
They can have other things, and then when it all comes down,
how do you know all this?
No money.
How do you know all this?
They ain't got no money. It's easy to see. I study history and I study philosophy. Now history and philosophy is two different things totally. Philosophy is the language and what actually happened. History is a botch job, and it's mostly slanted toward whoever was in control. But
true,
the philosophers like Socrates and Plato, they gave an account of what really was going on.
But what gave you the insight into how the rap music industry is controlled by the government, allegedly? Because this is news to me.
It is controlled by the government. You just look at it. You take one look at that, and which I've studied since it came into being. I'm 51 years old, and I studied, and you know they know the effect that rock and roll had and what it made people do. It's got a metaphysical appeal to it. So they know if they can capture that and control the messages being sent out, they know where they're going to come to find
were they
the
also
people.
Hold on. Were they also in control of the rock and rollers, or did they just not have control of that and now they want to get control?
That was a phenomenon. They did not know how much music could influence and have a derogatory effect on anybody.
So the rockers and everything.
The rockers kind of snuck in under the radar, is what you're saying.
And they had a chance to study rock and roll and the demolishment that it done. And
so wait,
now,
have they taken control of the rock business now as
well
or is it just the rappers?
They don't need it now because they've got
Keith Richards looks like
Hold
a government experiment.
Now I
want to
hear what he has to say, Mark. What now?
They're going to the point of contact with the young, uneducated, and depressed, and sometimes vulnerable mind, and they know that if they use these young colored men and women, they can do that, and they can actually. It's pervasive. Even the some of the white kids that are getting away, you will be at hard pressed.
Are you? Wait, hold on a second. I got to know something. You use the term colored a few times now.
Anachronistic.
Those are persons of African descent. I'm just saying color to shorten it down. You know,
I realize
so
that
that's
you're,
what I mean.
I realize that you're an older gentleman in your 50s, and so that might be one of the reasons. Like my grandmother used to use that term.
I wouldn't necessarily go there. I'm just an informed person.
She wasn't a racist or anything.
No,
she just was old school, and she would use that term.
That's right. Colored's a good word. But
I wonder how other black people feel about that term, about the term colored. What's the This is something we've discussed before. What's the preferred term to refer to a person of color, a black person, as? As I recall, we've asked this on the show before, and they just prefer to be called black people.
That's right. That's what I prefer to be called. Because
so you
I
are
a
black
person.
Man, and that's what I thought.
That's an easy, and that's a shortcut. Rather than having all these prefixes and so forth added, you're just the black American.
Because it seems to me that
black.
Not every black person is from Africa. I mean, that's just not necessarily
the case. And you know, there's so much a deep and rich history of the black man here in America and in other cultures that they had to stop slavery before he took over this country. That's
Larry, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. There you go.
I think that Keith Richards is, in fact, a government experiment.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well,
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralblast. Sucralblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live, the Saturday edition. We're here in the studio live, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are waiting for you. Free. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, both completely free at freetalklive.com.
February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism, a freewheeling history of the modern American libertarian movement by Brian Dougherty, outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books, lfb.com.
As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Terry in Texas, listening on Radio Free Austin. Hey, Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I don't really have a huge desire to talk about Britney Spears. I'm just talking about you need to get all your facts straight because apparently there's some website out there that caught her in some compromising positions. Come on, I'm limousine it, and her head's not the only thing I find out that's been shaved.
Yeah, well, okay. I've seen those. I've seen the pictures.
If you're going to get the full story, you might as well, you know, continue it all out, get the full, you know.
Okay.
Full spectrum of what's
Britney,
going on.
Britney showed her her vaginal area to the world, to the internet, and I think her career's over at this point. Not that I care, I really don't. But is that what you wanted to share with us? Is the fact that she showed off her hoo-ha?
Well, you know, I just thought it was kind of funny. But you're right. I mean, as far as of course, my opinion doesn't matter for anything. We're obviously being conditioned by the media to focus in on the aspects of Anna Nicole and Britney Spears and all these things that really
now
don't.
You mentioned condition. Do you feel like it is a deliberate thing that someone is pulling strings somewhere to say, you know, these should be the top stories because we don't want Americans to awaken from their slumber? Or is it just a reflection of the way Americans are? Is it just the fact that Americans are just so shallow in regards to what they consider interesting that that's what the news is simply reflecting?
I would have to say it's a legitimate agenda, you know, to keep the focus off things that are really salient, you know, like the fact that we're in a fake war and that the 9/11 was an inside job, and
now,
can go down the list. I mean,
yeah, I mean, some of the conspiracy theories I don't want to get into, but as far as this, the conspiracy of that the news is controlled, while it may be true that there are certainly some big conglomerate companies out there, the New York Times, Fox, and all these big companies owned by a handful of people.
Clear Channel.
But the question really still comes out, and that is that, are there programming mandates that come down from the very top? Because you've got individual stations with individual news directors all around the country, and they're all making decisions every single night as to what stories are the top stories, what stories to put on the news. It's very difficult to believe that this could all be orchestrated and controlled.
Well, when you find out, when you're figuring out, you know who butters your bread, you pretty much fall within the guidelines they have given you. And, I mean, otherwise there's not another reason to explain it. The idea that we're wallowing in such a point that that's the only thing that holds your interest, that seems to be a little bit misguided.
Well, I think it does make sense that what you have is a government school system that has essentially brainwashed people into being just sort of mindless zombies in life. They go to work, they come home, they watch TV, and they go to work the next day. And so those are the types of people that find the lives of others interesting because their lives are so droll and boring. So they get into Britney Spears, they get into these Hollywood stars, and so therefore that's essentially what people are actually demanding, and so therefore the news is responding to that. I find it very difficult to believe that Rupert Murdoch has sent out a memo to all of the Fox News stations saying, if there's ever Hollywood stories, be sure you cover those first. I mean, that just seems very difficult for me to believe.
The government has definitely built a construct by which this stuff has allowed to fill in the voids. If the government would build another construct that wouldn't allow, I mean, certainly they're shaping the agenda, and certainly corporate America and the people that run these large media outlets, they're definitely shaping the agenda. They're definitely conditioning. Why, if that's not the case, then why are we not focusing on the things that are so fundamental, the illegal alien situation, the fake war, the incredible debt, I mean, things that,
you know,
really,
I would,
that,
I would say that those
really
are important issues,
the foundation
but
of the society, not whether Britney Spears has underwear on or not.
How about this? I've been doing this show since 2002, and I never have gotten some fat guy in a pinstripe suit and a cigar come up to me and say, hey, kid, want to make some extra money? We'll show you how you're really going to get paid in this business. You're going to report what I tell you to report. You know, nobody's ever come up to me, and they don't care. They don't want to write me a check.
Yeah, well, you're not in the circles by which you're not.
You can say that again.
Notice how the media center is all focused as far as when it comes to news. It's all concentrated within New York. Look how the financial centers are all concentrated.
But wait, why ignore radio hosts? I mean, radio hosts have some level of influence. People listen to talk shows. Why only deal with television news? Why only control
certainly,
that?
But not in the preponderance, not in the scale, not in the influence, and not in the level of conditioning that corporate media has and the government has. You are just a gnat's rear end compared to Fox News and Clear Channel Communication and the rest of the whole things that are, I mean, you're sitting out there with your little ant voice on the microphone.
Well, you can say we've got ant voices, sir, but we're on over 20 radio stations, I mean, essentially as we speak right now.
20 radio stations.
Yeah,
wow,
and in fact, one of those stations is a Clear Channel station. Now, why is it that if Clear Channel's controlled, why is it that the program director of WTKG up in Grand Rapids, which isn't tuning in until next hour, but why is Phil Tower not calling me up saying, hey, you guys need to stay away from topic A, B, and C, and only cover Anna Nicole Smith? I mean, why aren't I getting those signals?
Well,
the reason why is because there is no conspiracy.
Why don't you turn that on its head and ask yourself, why is it that we're not? Ask yourself, that's not even the issue. That's not even the question asked. Yes, the question that should be asked is, why aren't we? Why isn't the mainstream media covering the most important topics of the age?
Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I think the answer is simple. The mainstream media believes that what you think is important is not what most people want to hear.
They want to see ratings, and ratings are what people are interested in. I've got to say, you know, when the Anna Nicole thing was on and it was fresh, I stopped and looked at a television.
Mm.
I don't look at televisions. I could care less.
So they hooked you.
They did hook me for a moment.
Fact and if is, they're hooking
me, if they're hooking me, they're hooking other people.
Anna Nicole Smith stories allow them to put, as you pointed out last week, allow them to put B-roll footage of censored versions of her Playboy shoots.
Mm-hmm.
They allow them to put that sort of thing on television. And that
sells.
And then they can take that and turn it into a 30-second promo for the news saying, tonight at 11, the latest on the Anna Nicole Smith tragedy. You know, or whatever it is that they're saying to get
right.
people to tune in and watch the news package when it comes up. And hopefully hold through a break so they can watch a bunch of commercials. I mean, that's what it's all about. The news isn't... if you've ever watched television news with a critical eye, you can tell that it's not actually about news. What television news is about, and this may be a shocker to you, but it's about getting you to hold through a break. That's what it's all about. Coming up tonight on News at 11, we're going to have an outrageous story about blah-blah-blah, you know, whatever. They'll have some really hot-sounding story, whether it be about a sexy sort of thing like Anna Nicole Smith or some...
Some shooting,
some outrageous thing that happened, maybe some government
screw-up. Don't forget the crooked car dealer caught on film trying to swindle this young
Consumer
lady out
reporting.
Of her money.
Consumer reporting. And they'll hold it off. They'll hold their sweet segment off until the very end of the show, until the end of the half-hour news segment, or the news show, after you've waited through three commercial breaks, and then all you get is a 45-second package.
Yeah.
Which has the same B-roll footage that they showed you in the 30-second promo earlier in the day that you've been waiting for 10 hours for them to put this on the air, and it's always, almost always, a disappointment. Television news is a waste of time. If people are watching television to get their news, they're making a big mistake. It's just, they just want you to see their commercials. And we want you to hear ours. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free packet8.net line. That's 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their sites. We do it for free, though we do ask that in return for the free site and all of the good stuff that we do here on the air, that you vote for the show. If you like Free Talk Live and you're in front of a computer or will be at some point in the near future, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and your email address will not be sold. It will not be spammed. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. We need your votes to stay as the number one podcast in the world, which we are currently, which is good for us. This is a record. We've gotten a record number of votes so far this month, Mark.
Almost 1,400.
That's incredible. That's awesome.
But the scary part is we're 45 votes in the lead. So it could go away in a moment.
Right. He could cast some spell, and then we're out of here. So we need your votes. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us and helps attract new people to the show, which, of course, in turn will help attract new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Joe, listening on WFTL in Florida. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was just listening to your topic about the news and how they report it. And my wife and I, we have this discussion all the time. We're watching the TV news. A lot of the news is what they're reporting is gossip.
Yeah.
And, everybody likes a little gossip. But like you said, it's just a business. You know, they want to sell their commercials. I'm a businessman myself, and I'm all about making money, but I need a lot of good facts, and a little bit of good gossip isn't bad, but not when they just blast me with it and try to hook me in. If you want to give me the news, give me the news.
There's nothing wrong with entertainment. There's nothing wrong with getting people to hold through a break and watching commercials or listening to commercials. Nothing wrong with all that. It's just masquerading as though it's actually news. That's what I have a problem with. Don't tell me this is news.
Yeah, and a lot of it is tied in, like all the media, it's all tied in together, and a lot of times what they do is they'll pique your interest with some gossip, so you go on the internet, and all of a sudden you hit all these sites, and then it's more advertisements.
Yeah, well, of course, I mean, that's what it's all about, it's getting people to see.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, but the news, just give me the news, and not so much of the gossip. That's why I tune in to this radio station. I mean, a lot of news, and I can make my own opinions.
Now, of course, we don't purport to be a news show here on Free Talk Live, but usually you get the news at the top of the hour. And I think you get more news at a top-of-the-hour radio news, six-minute radio news, than you do in a half an hour of television news. I really believe
that. Well, I'm actually new to listen. I'm tuned in to 850 in South Florida.
Yes, you are. And stay tuned right there because there's more great talk on the way. Thanks for the call, man. Joe, we appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. You know what I've really been enjoying about our listeners down in South Florida, WFTL, is we got a lot of new people. Have you noticed this, Mark? A lot of new listeners just tuning in, just finding Free Talk Live, and calling, which is cool.
There's a lot of people listening on WFTL. So.
Well, but it's cool that new people are tuning in and calling because this is the show you can literally take control of and bring up anything. Let's
go. Keep listening to 850 WFTL.
Yeah, but not everyone's listening to that because we're a national show.
Sorry, I just wanted to record
that. Keep listening to whatever station you're listening to. Let's go to Joe. Actually, let's go to Walter in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live listening on Radio Free Austin. Hello, Walter.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing, man?
Great. What's on your mind?
The gentleman earlier talking about the rap industry and control, and actually it all ties into the same thing. You know, I mean, way back since the Middle Ages, the elites, and way back then that would have been the churches and different power structures, they have always studied how to control the masses through interaction with entertainment. And back then, you know, church was basically entertainment. I mean, in one way or another, everybody had their life touched by the church. And it has just evolved, and people have learned more and more and more about how to control people until up into the 60s. Now, the 60s scared the establishment to death. I mean, when people came out by the hundreds of thousands, it scared the established powers that be to death. And they took all of these lessons way back from Pavlov's dog and way beyond that on forward. And they don't, like you were talking earlier about, why don't you get a call from this person telling you to promote Britney or what have you. See, they don't have to micromanage it. They promote the most dumbed down. We'll take Britney, for example, just because she's come up. She's a lovely girl, but a very mediocre talent at best.
Yeah.
But she's touted to young
Britney
girls.
Is a musical genius.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, exactly. She's a very mediocre talent. It's all part of the dumbed down mentality. And, well, back in the 60s, I'm 50. I'm in the age group of the gentleman that called earlier. Back in the 60s, you know, and I come of age late 60s, early 70s, we were taught, and it was a fact at the time, that conservatives were the mortal enemy of the people of the United States. And that was the truth. At the time, it was conservatives that sent the troops out to beat the people into peace marches. It was conservatives, you know, that was the Richard Nixon era. They were all conservatives.
Okay.
And by the same token, they, in the same dumbed-down fashion, they taught the conservatives that anybody with long hair was a subversive, an enemy of the people of the United States. They created this little war, and the musical industry was on top of it, all of it.
So you're saying that let me see if I make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying the elites, the ones at the ultimate top, they have sort of turned conservatives and liberals against one another and pitted them against one another, so they've been they essentially distracting each other with their silly little arguments?
Well, of course. I mean, all of us that listen to this type of media are would be basically in agreement to that. You know, it's the Republican, Democratic, you know, keep us fighting at our levels,
I think a lot of people these days. I think a lot of people these days are getting over the Republican Democrat thing.
They certainly are.
If you listen to talk radio, you'd never know it. Because all the main talk shows, most of them, the big name hosts, they are all so-called conservatives, and they still hate liberals, and liberals still hate conservatives, and they try to make it look like this is still going on. But the vast majority of America doesn't even vote. I mean, they're so sick and tired of this left-right crap, they're over it. And that's one of the reasons why Free Talk Live, this a program about liberty and freedom, is really starting to take off. I think that's because Americans, and not just talk radio listeners, but Americans in general, are sick and tired of the same old crap, the red team, blue team mentality that this country's taken on.
You're exactly right. And, you know, shows like yours and Alex and everybody else, they're helping a little bit at a time break through the dumbed-down mind control. And it is mind control. The same way, and just take Brave New World, for example. I mean, the same way that they made the main character look ridiculous to the general public, you know, they run the same game on us today, and it sounds so crazy to believe it. I mean, to actually believe that there is somebody or a group of people or an organization that actually conspires to dumb down the public. I mean, they put out music. It is a known fact.
It's true. You know what?
Certain kinds of
music. I am not a huge conspiracy theorist. I mean, I'm not all about promoting that stuff. But when it comes to dumbing people down, there are actually quotes, I mean, from Woodrow Wilson, the founders of the government school system,
exactly
coming right out and admitting to it. And thank you for the call, Walter.
If anybody out there believes that the election was rigged when George Bush beat Al Gore, if anybody believes that the election was rigged and you don't believe in conspiracies, think about what that was, the foundation of our country, our elections, the foundations of our society was conspired for an election to be stolen. Now, if you believe that, what won't you believe? Think of it that way. If they can do that, everything else is in the bag, guys.
Thanks for the call, Walter. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Isn't it Joseph Stalin who said it's those who he who counts the votes that matters?
It'd be a lot easier, in my opinion, to rig election. It would be a lot easier from a moral standpoint to rig an election than it would be to blow up a building full of people.
Right, it wasn't even going to talk about that.
That's sort of the suggestion.
He didn't mention that.
Well, that's what I felt like.
Caller earlier mentioned that, but he didn't mention that. And I don't want to promote conspiracy theories, but this isn't a theory. The dumbing down of America is no theory.
No.
This is a fact. I mean, this is there's hard evidence out there from the people who created the government socialistic communistic school system that we have today.
The quotes are many. They are legion.
They're stunning. They essentially said they wanted to create a dumb class, a class of dum-dums, people who were ignorant, people who would just follow orders, people who would do as they are told, not question the surroundings, not question their situation, and government usually fails at virtually everything it tries, but in this, they've done a fairly good job. More is on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?